Down the Dump Podcast. Good day to you wherever you are. Welcome to the Down to Dump Podcast for March 13th. We are so glad that you're joining us wherever you are. Remember to follow us at DTD Podcast on Twitter. Also, you can check us out on iTunes. Download us there. Send us a review there. Rate us. Do all those things. We want to increase our viewership or listenership. I don't know how you say that. And we can do that by you sharing your hopeful enjoyment of our podcast. And so today is myself, Jay. We also have Andrew to my left and Taylor kind of diagonal from me. And Luke will be here in just a few minutes. I know that you are all hoping that he would bring some of his knowledge that he brings every week to the podcast. And so we have quite a bit to talk about. We fielded some true-false questions from our Twitter account, and so we're going to go through some of those. We're going to talk about Thunder, obviously, and then we're going to talk a little bit about kind of what to expect for the rest of the season for the big players in the NBA. So just to start, to recap, since last podcast, the Tuesday before they played the Lakers, and then they followed up, the Lakers were part of a five-game winning streak that the Thunder had where they beat the Clippers, that was last Sunday, L.A. on Tuesday night, the Knicks, which was a close game, 95-94. Then they played Charlotte, who's just bad. And then they played Boston on Sunday, and then they lost in the game that was, you know, sent the Thunder world, the local Thunder world, into a spiral of death because they just, I mean, the Spurs kind of handled them, but they beat the Knicks 95-94. What did you guys think about that game? Did you get to watch J.R. Smith go absolutely insane against us?
It was awesome. It was fun watching J.R. Smith go off. He would just cross up Tavo, step back, just money. He's fun to watch when he's on, but then he was just the same old J.R. Smith with his last three shots not going down and not being able to pull off the win for the Knicks. Speaking of the Knicks lost to the Golden State Warriors, and they only had 63 points.
And Melo was there. 63 points. That's insane. And Golden State's defense has not been
They're
that
horrible
good.
Defensively. That was crazy.
That was crazy. I came up with a nickname for J.R. Smith. You guys want to hear it?
Yes.
It's the werewolf.
The werewolf.
Yeah. You want to know why? Because every full moon, he'll just turn into a werewolf and kill somebody. Kill some team. He'll just go off for like 30 points.
Kill actual people?
He kills people.
He was incredible in that game. I remember Andrew sent out a text earlier in that game, and he said, oh, J.R. Smith made his first one, which means he's about to miss the next 10, and then he went absolutely insane.
Yeah. It's my fault, guys. I jinxed it.
It's the same thing as we get into the Spurs game that Taylor did. Taylor sends out a text, and I'm, you know, going to get food, actually, in between the kind of when they made that first run where they're up by like 12 in the first quarter. And I look at my phone when I get home, and they're only up by like 2. And Taylor goes, oh, they look great. And I'm like, oh, there that went.
And there it goes.
Well, it's because usually when they have good first quarters, the game's in the back. Yeah. It's usually the first quarter that takes them down. And so they had a good first quarter. And then, so I don't know, I was really excited about it. And then the second quarter, it all went to hell.
The Spurs hit three threes, just bang, bang, bang.
Golly.
That's what they do. I mean, Danny Green and Kawhi Leonard and...
It was bad defense, too.
Yeah, a lot of open jump shots.
It's a lot. I mean, Derek Fisher left Kawhi wide open in the corner for that third three.
Yeah, who was the lineup during that Spurs run? Were Derek Fisher and Kevin Martin out there at the same time?
Yeah, and Reggie.
A joke.
Yeah.
That's yeah, good. You don't. I just
Reggie's
don't.
Defense. I don't.
I'm just kidding.
Reggie plays
fine.
Good defense.
Reggie plays good D, but you can't put two defensive liabilities out there on the perimeter. I mean, you see with the Lakers what that does every night. You know, they struggle because they have defensive liabilities out there.
And if you choose one, you choose Kevin Martin. You don't choose Derek.
Choose Kevin Martin.
And put Ronnie Brewer in Fisher's minutes.
Yeah.
We'll get to Ronnie Brewer here in just a minute. But the thing that was hard about that game, and I don't know if you guys follow Daily Thunder, but I'm great bloggist for the Thunder, but also writes for CBS. And
Blogger.
And so he was talking about it, and he kind of got frustrated because everybody's giving so many props to Popovich in that game. Which I get, like, everybody was saying that it was Pop and coaching mismatch, and there was other things, obviously. They outplayed the Thunder as well. But things like that, like Scott Brooks running out a lineup of those guys, that's the moment where Popovich wins the coaching battle. Or there's also about four consecutive series where they did the exact same play to get Tiago. I mean, Tiago Splitter went nuts on the Thunder. Which normally he's in the corner crying against the Thunder. But he went insane. And a lot of it was on the same exact play where they would bring... I mean, it was almost just a basic pick and roll. And they were just eating the Thunder alive on it. Mm-hmm. Yep. But I don't know if you also remember when Tiago Splitter had one of the dirtiest post moves on Nick Collison that I've... I mean, it's Nick Collison who's really good on his feet. He's fundamental. He doesn't go for pump fakes. And he just up and unders him. And it just was dirty.
Yeah, I mean, it just goes back to Taylor several weeks ago. You talked about everyone having their career night against the Thunder. You know, a lot of those guys had kind of freak games.
Yeah.
A lot of those guys don't play that way all the time. So I don't think it's anything to worry about at all.
Mm-mm.
Well, so far for the Spurs and Thunder series, you have the Spurs winning the first game of the season. And they won on Tony Parker's shot where Russell Westbrook just fell asleep.
Yeah.
I still will attest that I think Russell Westbrook thought that the ref through his peripheral was Tony Parker.
Which is equally as bad.
Yes, yeah. Maybe. But because it's the only way I could find an excuse to why he was on the exact opposite side of the court from Tony Parker when he shot that shot. And then the Spurs came in December to the Oklahoma City and got beat like a drum. They got beat by like 20 points in Oklahoma City. And then this last game where they went to San Antonio and San Antonio won by 11 or 12. And so they play again in a couple weeks back in Oklahoma City. And I will be very surprised if the Thunder don't win that one.
Yeah.
It's still the regular season, though. And it just doesn't – I mean, I don't really think it matters that much.
I think it matters I think it's for home court advantage in the playoffs. I know we didn't have it last year, but you can't – like, just because we won last year – without home court advantage, it doesn't mean that we should like be like, okay, well, we don't really care about that. Like, you should always go for home court advantage.
Sure.
I feel like.
You do and you don't. But I think we talked about it a couple of weeks ago, is the Thunder don't care about it as much anymore because last year they had both sides of it. So they didn't have home court advantage against the Spurs, and they win. They have home court advantage versus the Heat, and then they lose it. I also don't think you won it in the finals. Because you remember the Miami Heat, the two times the Miami Heat have won the NBA Finals, both of them they didn't have home court advantage. And so what happens...
Oh, I agree. I think it's home...
Back-to-back-to-back.
Yes, that's the killer.
The 2-3-2 is such a weird format.
I don't understand why they change it for the Finals.
It's been that way for as long as I've been watching, I think.
It's inexplicable to me. I don't know why you'd change
it. Inexplicable.
I don't know either. Because, I mean, it's just like that. Like, the Heat grab game two here. Yeah.
And then it's over.
And then they go home for three games.
You're right. Yeah. The thought that they always say is if you can one of those three games as the road team, if you can win that, then it's you're locked almost, you know?
Yeah. It's, I don't know.
But I remember
The best team usually wins, though.
That's true. The Heat and the Magic. Or the Heat and the Mavericks in 2006?
2006, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing. Mavericks win game one and two. Well, Heat go back and win 3, 4, 5, and then go back to Dallas and win six.
Same in 2011, though. The Mavs were... That was Dirk's year. That was Dirk's year.
Yeah.
When they won.
That Mavs team was just really good, too.
That was so great. And Dirk will never, ever play like that again, and I knew that after they won the championship.
But it's also sad to watch him. Like, it's somebody that you visibly saw age in the last year. Like, he got injured, and he has, I think, a little bit of it as well. He's not really working that hard because he sees the team that he has around him. Like, he's not working his butt off to get back into game shape.
And he sees their record, too.
Yeah.
What's funny is that they are all growing beards until they get back to 500.
They're all growing beards next year.
forever until next year.
Maybe
they've got to get some new pieces for them.
Well, they will. They have a bunch of guys on 1-year deals.
I'm really excited. So at some point here, whenever the season starts winding down, we're going to start looking at every team in the NBA, and we're going to start looking at these teams and kind of addressing needs and possible pickups they're going to get in free agency. That'll be a fun team to do because they do have an owner that is. He's actually a really good owner, and he actually makes good moves, even though a lot of people were doubting the blowing up the championship roster, but it's probably in the end good for the team, actually. So the Thunder going forward, they play tonight against Utah, Friday against Orlando, Sunday at Dallas, and then home. This is the 19th and 20th, which is Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. They play Denver at home, and then they travel to Memphis on Wednesday. And then they play Orlando next Friday. And so that's a pretty good – my assumption is they'll win 5 out of the 6 of those. If yeah, I'll be
that
very
back-to-back concerns – if they take both those games in that back-to-back.
The good thing, the good thing, the good thing about it is that they – I feel like they definitely will win the – I think they beat Denver at home.
Denver is hot. If Denver stays hot.
Denver is hot at home, but the Thunder are really good at home.
They are.
They only lost one game against the Western Conference, and that was Memphis in December.
When Memphis was on there.
And so what you look at is as they go to Memphis, I still think Memphis is a better matchup for the Thunder going forward because of the loss of Rudy Gay. And I know Tayshaun Prince, they played well since they traded Rudy Gay. But I feel like Rudy Gay, especially in that game at the Thunder, was really the deciding factor between the two pieces.
He was awesome. But now this team has more of an identity.
And Conley's playing well.
Than they did before. So I think that it's, I don't know. It'll be an interesting matchup.
And they're tough at home.
Yeah, they are tough at home.
Hey, guys, I have to interrupt this to tell you all something. Luke Stevens is here, everybody.
Hey, guys. What's up? I'm sorry. I slept in.
That's all right. Hey, it's good to see you.
Man, I'm sorry. I feel really bad.
Slept until 6:15, man.
Yeah, I slept through 3 different alarms, but I'm here. And so what have I missed? Have I missed any true
Just
false?
Just Thunder Talk.
We have not started true false.
Oh, awesome.
We were waiting for you.
Guys, I'm sorry.
That's
it was my bad.
We're
but
the
here
Beanie
I
Brothers
am.
Most weeks.
Guys, I got great TV talk.
You're really excited
about
that.
That's really the...
I'm assuming it had something to do with the 3-hour Bachelor finale.
Oh, Maybe.
We'll
have to wait and see. But you guys will love it. It'll be the funniest thing ever discussed on this podcast right here. I promise.
But going back to that. Welcome, Luke. It's good to see you. But going back to that Denver, they surely split 1-1, right?
That would be the most logical thing to happen.
But you wouldn't think they'd lose both.
I can't say no because Denver's looking really good and Memphis is putting it together as well. So I wouldn't say that it's impossible for that to happen.
Denver isn't as good on the road as they are at home. Home's where they make their money.
And both times they play the Thunder at Denver. I mean, the 3 games, it's been Oklahoma City blows them out and then Nuggets win in overtime, Nuggets win in the last second shot, both in Denver. And so I will say that they go 1-1 in those two, which means they're going to go 4-1 over that little span.
I say they grab them. I bet they'll pull out that back-to-back.
Both?
Yeah.
All right. You heard it here. All right.
Bold statement. Bold call.
That's what he does. Luke, the Thunder is who we talk about.
Yeah.
And it's a podcast. Yeah. That's what we're doing.
This is a basketball podcast.
Y'all ready for true or false?
Yeah.
I'm ready. Guys, Andrew's got a great shirt on today. It's my favorite shirt he has. He's 1-4. Chambray. He looks great.
Hey, I thought I wanted to say that you look nexy sexy today, which means next level sexy.
Oh wow!
Is it a short sleeve shirt or long sleeve?
It's long sleeve.
That's what I'm talking about, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, let's do some true false.
I don't. You said a lot of words I've never ever actually heard. What did you say it was?
Chambray.
It looks like it's denim, but it's a lighter weight fabric than denim. And it is it is hot right now, let me tell you. I got a chambray shirt at home. Everyone should have a chambray
shirt. Would you say
shirt.
It's nexy sexy?
I would say it's nexy sexy.
If people
I literally came up with that this morning.
Really? Like, we couldn't tell.
Really?
No. Yes. Maybe.
Anyway, you can use it.
Nexy sexy. I feel really uncomfortable. Moving on. True false.
You want the truth? You can't handle the truth. True or false time, y'all.
All right, true false number 1. Hey, remember that we got some of these from on our Twitter account.
Yeah.
So thanks to Cody and Mishnarni. Not sure who else.
Oh, wait. I have to do something.
Jamie
gave us
this
one.
This is for Mitch. The green hills are alive today, Mitchell. I told him I'd do that like 2 weeks
That's
ago.
That's good. That's good. Also, Jamie is doing opening kind of a business, right?
Yeah.
Do we want to talk about him, possibly get a sponsorship from him?
We can throw it in at the end.
Yeah. All right, throw it in at the end.
Yeah.
Well, he'll be our Say What's That Week.
And then make him give us money.
Yeah, right. Yeah. T-shirts, at least.
This is a good deal for you, Jamie.
First, true, false. Thunder have just as good of a... That sentence doesn't make any sense.
Just read it, man.
The Thunder have just as good of a realistic title shot this year going into the playoffs as last year.
Yeah.
So no. They have just as good a shot to win the title this year as they did last year.
No.
Why?
False.
Why?
Miami Heat.
They're better?
Yes.
Yeah, they're better. But you can have a good playoff series and beat a better team.
Seven games are supposed to kind of work that process, like that part of it out. Here's the thing I'll say. I think the Heat are better and the Thunder aren't as good.
I disagree with that because Serge Ibaka has taken a step forward that he wasn't even close to where he is today that he was last year going into the playoffs. So I think that makes a big, big difference when you have a big guy that you can count on. And then Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook are also better than they were last year as well. Mm-hmm. And I think that really matters. And you know, Kevin Martin's a big question mark. Obviously, James Harden is a better player than Kevin Martin is, but he may down the stretch, if Brooks will play the right lineups, he may fit better as a role player than James Harden did as a role player. James Harden needs the ball. He's got to have the ball in his hands. And Kevin Martin, he really doesn't. He's a shooter.
But can we at least admit that he needs it more than he does?
Yeah.
Kevin Martin needs more shots.
He definitely needs more shots.
He's in the last three or four games, he's gotten out of that slump. He's been shooting at a better percentage, at least it feels like, from the three. And I feel like he needs more shots. I feel like Reggie needs a little bit more time. I need Derek Fisher to not ever play for the Thunder again.
I don't know. People complain about it so much. I turned on the Sports Animal for probably 14 seconds.
I can't handle the Sports Animal.
I heard somebody complaining about the Thunder's offense. The Thunder are first in offensive efficiency in the entire NBA. Yes. The reason that they talked about, you know, James Harden, he's on the Thunder, and then he goes over to the Houston Rockets, and now he's scoring like crazy. Kevin Martin was scoring like crazy. Then he comes to the Thunder, and he's not.
It's because of the number one option.
They're playing with two of the best scorers in the NBA. You're not going to get as many shots.
Yeah, and they're the number one man on that Rockets team. Both of them were.
Right, and you're not... They're not going to run an offense for Kevin Martin. Mm-hmm. They're not going to run an entire sets for Kevin Martin whenever you have Kevin Durant and you have Russell Westbrook on your team.
It's hard for me because we function so much in the now, and watching that Spurs game and the offensive just ineptitude that they had points.
They just miss open shots.
It's part of it, but they also go into the isolation game way too much for me sometimes. And I know that's the NBA, that's what the NBA does, but it seems like, and especially if Kevin Durant or Russell Westbrook isn't really hitting those jump shots or are missing those shots, then you get to the point to where you're in trouble.
And obviously it was a lot of Russell Westbrook, and it was a lot. I mean, he did not play well.
He didn't play well, but there was whenever they got to within, whatever, one or three or however close they got, he was the reason they got that close.
That's
he was attacking the basket. He could outrun all of them. And then all of a sudden, when they start getting close, they give the ball to Durant at the top of the key and let him dribble around for three. And recently it feels like he hasn't been, because at the beginning of the season, the first probably, you know, 40, 50 games, he was incredible with the ball. His turnover rate seemed to plummet. But recently he's gotten back to where he's kind of doing that. And maybe it's, you know, being toned in or honed in or whatever, but it seems like he's been more turnover prone in the last few games. That Boston game was bad. The Knicks game was bad. And then against the Spurs, it was also bad. And trying to make passes that don't fit and people, you know, and it's just one of those things to where, and then he goes into ISO mode and he hasn't been hitting those shots, at least against the Spurs he didn't. And so it's one of those things where, you know, it felt like with Harden, and this is why I think going back to those people that feel like Harden made him a difference, Harden was better at getting to the basket and getting to the free throw line. And so even when the shot stopped falling, he was at least getting to the free throw line doing those things.
Yeah, there's no question that Harden is a much better player than Kevin Martin.
And then you look at what Serge brings in that game is two straight rebounds and two straight corner threes on one series, where it almost, I thought Kevin Durant was going to punch him in the mouth after that little series. You know, it's, I trusted Harden more in the crunch time than I would ever trust Serge to, he's not going to create his own shots, or at least they don't work the offense through him.
Serge is going to help you in different ways, though.
He absolutely does, but are those ways any different than he did last year? Like, he's going to get you, he can shoot the jump shot well. He's more aggressive defensively. But in the end, I mean, what does it do against the Heat for him to get out there? Now, James didn't play very well in the Heat series either, but it's that part where it's Serge isn't the difference maker in the Heat game, in my opinion.
But, I mean, Harden definitely wasn't.
But he could have been.
Well,
so Serge could have be.
But I mean, Serge, that's
the difference is they don't put the ball in Serge's hand, is what I'm saying. They don't put
would
it
you
in
take Serge Ibaka away? Would you rather have James Harden than Serge Ibaka?
For this team.
For this team.
No, I mean, my option is not one or the other. My option, my only thought is both. Like, that's the whole, that's the
Well, the Thunder are obviously going one way or another, and they chose.
And they chose Serge.
Yeah.
Which I get, because power forward, I mean, it spreads the positions. You know, they didn't need another ball-dominant shooter, because they've got two of those guys. And I get the move. I get the move on the Thunder part, but does that make that, does it make the Thunder more of a threat in the playoffs this year than it does last year? And I just don't know. And I hear you. Like, they're number one in offensive efficiency. They're on a pace as far as point average margin of victory to set records that haven't been touched in 20 years. You know, right. Like, there's all sorts of things that are saying that they're as good or better than they were last year. It's just that, and I'm going maybe just purely on eye test, and it may also be me dealing with, like, looking at the last game is the one only game that sticks out to me. And I get that that's a really unhealthy way to look at it. But it's another one of those things to just say that right now I just don't know if I am sold on the Thunder having a better shot. And I do think Miami is better. So maybe I say Miami is better, but the Thunder are as good as they were last year. But I don't think they're better than they were last year. And so if Miami elevates their game, can the Thunder elevate as well? And I don't think
I
would say that.
For me, it's simple. The Thunder, they don't really need to work on their offense. They didn't need James Harden for their offense, obviously. I mean, if you look at this year. So then what's the only other part of the game that you need to work on? Well, it's defense. So if you pick one, Serge
and
Ibaka
Harden's
is
bad
your,
at defense.
Yes, and Serge is a great defensive player and has some great stops and has an offensive game now and can stretch the floor now. And it looks like he can rebound really well if he wants to. If he tries to rebound, he can rebound. And so, I mean, that for me, that's what it was.
So I think that they have just their title chances are, in my opinion, the same as last year. But and it's that they have a puncher's chance against the Heat.
Yeah,
and that's And I think that's hasn't changed since last year.
I just felt like going into the final series last year that they were the favorite to win the series.
That was all perception, though.
Sure,
we hadn't.
You watched the Heat go seven games against Boston and look really vulnerable. They go what six or five? They only went five against the Pacers, but they looked vulnerable at different times. And so whenever you got into the finals, is one of the things. And the Thunder just ran four games through the Spurs, and so you definitely thought the Thunder had a shot once they got to the
finals. That's what I was talking about like a series. Like, you can't really, it's a seven-game series, but, like, every series can be different. A team can play so much better. Like, all those shooters that killed us didn't do anything in any other series. Shane Battier,
Miller.
Mike Miller. Like,
Mario Chalmers played way better in the finals.
They weren't anywhere.
Then,
yeah.
So it's hard. You can't judge, I don't know, you can't judge a team based on their past playoff series. Like, the Celtics in 08. Barely made it out of Atlanta.
That's true. I remember that.
And so they went on to win the title that year. Mm-hmm. And everybody favored the Lakers in the finals. Everybody.
Yeah. Maybe what I'm doing is I'm trying to undersell them so, you know, they can really.
I think they have a just as realistic chance, but they're still going to have to. Lots of things are going to have to go right for them to beat the Heat.
I feel you. One of those things is coaching. So. Luke, this next one kind of is for you, but it also goes to all of us. Question number two, DTD or Down the Dunk was your first choice as a podcast name?
I want to go true.
Yeah.
This is number one for me. I, 'cause we kind of had that time when we were nameless.
We were.
And then this is the first thing I came up with, I think, or that we decided on. I didn't think of anything else, and I was trying.
Yeah, I couldn't think of a name.
Well, and so we were talking about a podcast name, and then all of a sudden we added Luke, which is a great addition. Brings a little bit of a flavor to what we do. Luke, I feel like some people are like, what does that podcast name mean? Especially since we've, gone global with the
Since
iTunes.
We've gone global, do you want me to tell the story again?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I haven't always been into basketball or, for that matter, sports. And for the first, I think it was my senior year of college, we started a fantasy basketball league, or my friends did. They had done it the year before without me, and my brother had won. And then, I think that was it. And then the next year, I got added into it because they were expanding the league. And
expansions are always exciting.
And so I got added in, and I picked my team basically off names I recognized, so I wasn't very good at it. It was just a random team. I wish I could see who was on it now. But when people get hurt, they're listed, if it's not that bad, and they're like, trying to figure out, it goes day to day. So next to their name, it says DTD. And if they're out, there's an O next to their name in the league thing. And I didn't know what that meant. So when I saw DTD, I thought that it meant down to dunk. I thought it was a good thing. Like, oh, they got stuff next to their name. They must be doing good. So I had a team full of hurt and semi-hurt players, and I did terrible.
What did you think O was again?
Outstanding.
Outstanding and down to dunk.
I called, this is about three-fourths of the way through the season, I called Alex Spears, our friend who's been on the podcast before, and I was like, man, my team is so bad. I update it every day, and I'm doing terrible. Help me get better. And he told me since he lived with me when I was in law school, and he said that he was about to kick me out of the league. I was not going to get invited back the next year because I was doing so bad and just dragging the league down. And until that conversation, when he found out that I was actually doing it every day and involved, that's the time he decided that I was going to stay in. And 2 years later,
championship.
I won. Won the league.
Wow. That's ashes to glory story.
Man. It was
Thank
great.
You so much for sharing that. Wow. I'm really bad at fantasy basketball, I'm realizing. I forget every Monday. I forget to change my roster, and I'm watching the games,
that's why
and I'm
you're
like,
bad.
"Oh, yeah. Son of a gun!" And I'm down by 8-1 or something. And one, anyway.
I didn't make the playoffs this year.
My team has been awful this year.
Yeah,
have the playoffs
Mine
started?
Has.
I think they started this week.
Am I in it?
I think
you are. I think I'm not.
You're not that bad. Your record isn't that bad.
I traded all my good players to Dane. I did. I want him to win.
Why, man?
Because I love Dane.
He does deserve it, Dane.
I don't even know who Dane is.
He's the guy that I made fun of incessantly at the...
Which one?
No, not that one. Not
who's
the one,
who's the one a little bit crazy? I like him. He's nice, but he's a little crazy. And the debates are going on, and so he would just always stand up from the table and go watch the debates. And
that's Miles.
That was Miles. And he lives in New York now.
Uh-huh.
He moved. But, Dane is hilarious.
Anyway, shout out to those guys.
Shout out to all those dudes.
I can't remember who Dane is either. All right, number three on the True False.
What was it?
I don't know. Was DeAndre's? If you didn't see DeAndre Jordan's dunk on Brandon Knight, you missed out on something. But was it the best dunk of the year, or was something else?
It was. I'm going to say that it was.
It has to be not just the dunk was good. CP3 threw an alley-oop from the 3-point line to him, and he smashed on Brandon Knight.
I mean, and then smashed on Brandon.
Everything
Knight.
That happened after the ball goes through the hoop was just gold.
Yeah, it was like it was like your perfect post dunk.
Yeah,
Brandon Knight. First off, he just goes limp and looks like he has passed away on the court.
And then he gets hurt the next night. By the way,
he does.
Yeah,
I like Brandon Knight. I feel bad.
Vinny
for
Del
him.
Negro is holding everybody back from getting on the court.
Yes,
Matt Barnes is running away. And then DeAndre Jordan gives this awesome stank face.
Yes. Good
to the camera, and it was everything about that.
Caron Butler's face. You had Chris Paul's face.
Lamar Odom was pretty funny.
One of my favorite moments though was Brandon Knight's tweet post game.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
he said that in the tweet, he said, man, we didn't know that they did alley-oops in our film watching or whatever,
yeah, yeah.
Our pregame reports.
It looked like he was in NBA Jam, the video game.
So here's the thing. This is why I struggle to put it as the best dunk of the year. And I'll tell you which one I thought was amazing. Michael Kidd Gilchrist had a dunk. I don't remember who it was against, but he reared back and dunked on somebody. I thought it was I'm not going to say it's better, but I thought it was also...
It was on the Pistons, too. I think it was on Greg Monroe, or it was on...
Yeah. Andre Drummond, maybe.
Drummond. Mm-hmm. It was one of those guys. I
thought that was a big one because it was a smaller guy dunking on bigger guys. This is DeAndre Jordan, who's 7'1", and can fly out of the gym on Brandon Knight, who's 6'1". And Brandon Knight did exactly what he was supposed to do. He rotates over and tries to... You know what some people will do in that same exact... I would not have rotated over if I'd have known that was going on.
Most people don't.
Yeah, and so, but he did exactly what he's supposed to do. He's trying to play defense, trying to actually do what the game calls him to do, and so he's been a laughing stock of the NBA because of it.
I just think that makes the dunk better.
I do too.
Like, yeah. Because there's some guy like trying his hardest to block this shot, and he just gets steamrolled.
Did you guys see people changed their Wikipedia pages like right
after
that?
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, it said that he died.
It said on this date, Brandon Knight died on the court.
Yeah.
And on DeAndre's, it said he killed him.
I just want you to know what I would do to a 5'3" guy on a basketball court. And I am not I'm not DeAndre Jordan.
Still.
I love it. It was just the most entertaining.
Yeah.
It was the most entertaining dunk of the year by far.
Yeah. Yes, I'll say entertaining. Yes, and I'll probably say the best dunk
because of everything that happened during it and then afterwards. It's the best highlight package of the year.
That really is.
And if you haven't seen it, you have to go Google it.
Yeah,
because it is worth your time.
On Grantland, they made it to where it's just GIFs, like to where it's just the video that's constantly playing over
all
and over.
The guys,
and it's great. Because that stank face is the funniest part about
it. It's so good.
I actually think Byron Mullen's dunk earlier this year was better.
Wrong.
Wrong.
Plus, it's like, who does Brandon Knight play for?
Can I dunk on you?
Pistons.
I just think it's better.
It makes me want to post my picture with DeAndre Jordan in the Houston airport.
Did he have... the best part about that story is Andrew is like, I know he is very surprised that I actually knew who he was.
He said that to me. I said, hey, DeAndre Jordan, can I get a picture with you? And he was like, you want a picture with me? I said, yes. And he was walking through the airport all by himself. This was like his rookie year, and nobody knew who he was. He was walking through the airport. Nobody knew who he was. Nobody stopped to bother him. My wife was like, is that a basketball player? I was like, why, yes, it is, honey.
That's great. It's great because the other picture from an airport you have with a celebrity, Gary Coleman.
Gary Coleman.
So, and he does not look excited.
He was the meanest little guy I've ever met.
He did not want a picture, huh?
He flipped out on us.
Yeah.
And he was wearing a leather cowboy hat.
Yeah. It's a great picture.
Can you start posting some of these to Twitter?
Yeah, I'll post them.
Oh, it's fantastic. It's fantastic.
Right. I also met Jamario Moon.
I don't. Only Andrew would have recognized Jamario Moon.
Yeah.
All right. So next one,
former Globetrotter.
Do the Lakers have a shot at the 6th seed? Right now, they're currently in the 9th seed. Jazz actually won a game. Thank you, Pistons. And so the Lakers are actually in the 9th seed by half a game. You also have, with that, you have the Warriors are in the 7, right?
Yes.
Jazz are in the 8. Lakers in the 9. Or Houston still in 7. I'm looking right meow.
Right meow.
Warriors are 6, Houston 7, Lakers 8.
There's a game and a half actually between Golden State had a run earlier. Thank goodness they got as far away from 500 as they did earlier because they've been bad recently.
Yes.
And so, you know, right now they're 2.5 behind. No, this one has the Lakers up by a half game. Excuse me. So Houston is half a game ahead of the Lakers. Ahead of the Lakers.
Huh?
Houston, not the Jazz. So Houston's in the 7th seed, 34-30. Lakers are 34-31 in the 8th seed. Utah's 33-31. So tied in the loss column, just one more win. But they're going to lose tonight against the Thunder. So can they get to the sixth seed? So they got to jump Golden State and Houston. Is mine not correct?
It doesn't matter. Let's just talk about it.
Sorry.
Yeah, you're good. Yeah. I think it's false. I think it's ridiculous to talk about that.
Well, tell us how you really feel, Andrew.
Let's talk about the wins that they've had.
I'm so glad you're doing this because it makes me feel
so frustrated. They were down 25 to
the Hornets,
to the Pelicans, and they came back and won. Congratulations!
Wow,
you came back against a really crappy team.
Wow, they're good.
How do you get down by 25 to the Pelicans?
Because the Pelicans aren't that bad.
Eric Gordon was back too. I think it's the one game of the every 3 week he plays.
They beat Toronto in overtime. Wow.
Mm. Nice. On a superhero game by
Kobe. They beat Chicago, which is a good win. And then they beat Orlando. They're going to the sixth seed, everyone. There's no way. I don't think so. They beat some crappy teams. Good for them. They're back in the playoff hunt for real.
They're about to lose back-to-back games. I'll say it right now. They play the Hawks in Atlanta tonight, and then they play Friday night in Indiana.
Dwight Howard went off last night.
Oh my God.
Well, that was also he made 25 free throws.
That's crazy.
25 out of 39 free throws last night.
He was super motivated in that game. I don't know if I watched some of that game last night, and he looked really good. If Dwight Howard, and I don't know if he played well because I think he played well because he was against Orlando in Orlando, and I don't know if that motivation is going to stick because he looked like a different player than he has all season. So if that motivation can stick, then I think that they will have a shot at the seventh seed.
It sucks that he gets really motivated against one of the worst teams in the league. Like, oh, I got to show them that they're terrible.
Yeah, and it's like it's weird, too, because it's like, I'm going to get back at everything these fans have ever done to me. It's like, you screwed them.
Well, that's
you left them.
That was
why,
a hard
what
comment.
Are you avenging?
Did y'all see what Kobe said to him? Kobe says to Dwight Howard in kind of response, like, it's going to be emotional going back. And Kobe says, emotional? You need to go and kill those guys and teach them why they what they lost. I'm like, they know what they lost. They wanted to keep him until he went insane.
That's the whole reason that they want him there. They don't.
You know, if you are Kobe Bryant, you want him to feel that way, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he has the ability to destroy people. And if you can get him to do that, say whatever whatever lie that you can say to him to get him to do it.
That's true.
I don't blame him at all.
What are emotions?
So here's the Lakers next, let's say next six or seven games. They play at Atlanta Wednesday, at Indiana Friday, home versus Sacramento, at Phoenix, home versus Washington, at Golden State, and then at Minnesota, at Milwaukee. I mean, a lot of winnable games, a few of them that they lose. I think they lose to the Hawks, the Pacers. They beat the Kings. And then I think they watch it on Friday, the 22nd of March. Washington is going to give them everything they want because John Wall is going to score a will against them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that'll be a fun. I kind of like the Zards.
No, you don't.
Like in the hey, they're kind of garbage.
Yeah,
no, like I used to like the Bobcats.
Like ironically, like them.
Yes.
Like everyone that likes them.
And then their last few games, though, they play Memphis, the Clippers, the Pelicans again, Portland, Golden State, San Antonio, and Houston. That's how they finish their season.
Ugh.
So
that's a lot of losses right there.
Well, and they've got one game against. A couple games against people they will be competing against for the sixth seed. They play Golden State at Golden State.
Yeah.
Then they play them back at home.
Houston.
That's a bad matchup for the Lakers, too, because Golden State's so fast.
Yeah, they're a perimeter-oriented team. Mm-hmm.
And so, all right.
If anyone gets the sixth seed, it's going to be Houston.
Yep.
If anyone sneaks up there and gets it, it's going to be Houston. Whatevs.
So false. We all agree false.
Yeah.
All right. Number five. There's a team in the East that can beat the Heat in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Stop there. Yes.
False.
Yeah, it's false.
Nobody can beat the Heat in the East.
I think the only team that has a puncher's chance is the Pacers, and that's it.
Oh, I don't think you guys.
Don't say the Knicks. Don't say the Knicks.
I'm not going. Okay.
They scored 60 points against the Warriors.
This is insane. Like last year, The Celtics gave them a really hard time, and they got in LeBron's head a lot.
They did, but now they don't have Rajon Rondo, though.
I know, but they've been playing a lot worse. Is that what you mean? They've been playing really
bad. Rajon Rondo was the reason that they were in that series last year.
But I just think that there are teams that can give. I mean, the Heat's not going to come and give and just going to rock it every single game. I think they're going to be playing too hard. They're going to come and be tired in some games, because it's playoffs. It's just different. And I think that
there are
teams that can give them legitimate trouble.
I think the Celtics and the Pacers both could take them to six, but I wouldn't go to seven.
I think Pacers can take them to seven.
I like kind of the makeup of the Celtics these days. They just are kind of going to push some games out,
That's how a lot of the teams in the Eastern Conference are. They're all going to grind it out. And so
yeah,
they're
grind
none
is
going
the word I was looking for.
Grind. None are going to just roll over and be like, all right, Heat, take it. I mean, no, the people that they're going to run into are going to make them play gritty, nasty, slow ball. And it's just going to, I don't think it's going to be them just breezing through.
I think defensively is where the Celtics have a shot to, because they can, I mean, Avery Bradley, Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett, Bass, Green played pretty decent defense against LeBron. And so I think that's somebody that I feel like has a shot as well. But none of them actually
have a question is beat
shot.
The Heat.
No.
Hey, I have a question about Avery Bradley. Is he the only guy who can actually guard Russell Westbrook?
Yeah, he sprained his ankle too, that'll help. But
who?
Russ. I mean, Russ has been playing a little bit hampered with that ankle injury, but
yeah.
But yes.
But he's still getting shots even against other teams.
Tony Allen.
Tony Allen. But I was so impressed with Avery Bradley.
He's great.
That's amazing.
That's why they were really bummed that they didn't have him last year against the Heat. But false.
Yeah, I say
false.
I think it's false. I think if anybody's going to do it, it's going to be the Pacers.
Have a fun free ride to the finals, Heat.
This next question is just going to frustrate me, so let's get through it quickly. Will Ronnie Brewer actually get minutes besides garbage time? At all. I'll say at all. This one says in the playoffs, but
I think false. This is a question. This isn't true or false statement, really. Just say Ronnie Brewer gets minutes in the playoffs. Let's say that.
I say true, false.
I say true, not false. I say false.
What's happening?
I'll say true or the false.
I think it's false. I don't think that Brooks has minutes open for him. I think the only thing that's going to get him minutes is an injury.
Why trade for him?
Why not?
Good
answer.
Moving on.
You give up a second round pick for a guy who...
That will never touch the floor.
If Tabo somehow goes out, then you just have Tabo again.
Tabo is having some issues with...
Plantar fasciitis. It's chronic. That's what they say about it. It's really hard to get it to go away, plantar fasciitis.
You can't... Just don't blow out your... Planner, whatever Powell did. What did he do?
He tore it.
He tore his. Is it the planner that you?
He tore his plants.
I don't know. I know it's to do with the feet.
Next week
he tore his foot.
We'll explain what plantar fasciitis is.
No, he won't.
It'll be really boring.
Ronnie Brewer, I can't handle this. It's frustrating. We watch wing players and other guards destroy the Thunder. And Derek Fisher is playing defense on him.
The problem with Derek Fisher with me is that he's not playing point guard. He's playing off guard position, which doesn't make sense to me because he can't defend anybody.
Yeah,
I think Ronnie Brewer needs to take his minutes, his 10 minutes, or give him to Reggie.
Him to Kevin Martin.
Anybody
else? There was a time in that Spurs game where they went with their starting five for almost the entire third quarter.
Yeah, I don't like that our perimeter defense is really good for a first quarter when those starters are in. You know, we have Tabo out there, Russ when he wants to play defense, KD's a pretty good defender.
Yeah.
And then we go to that other unit and it's like we have no perimeter defense anymore at all. Why don't we just have relentless perimeter defense by plugging Ronnie Brewer in there for Derek Fisher's spot? Derek Fisher, okay, yeah, he's hit what? 4 threes since he's been with us, 4 or 5 threes. And then he has games where he misses. He's had 3 games now where he's missed all of his shots.
It's because he's old.
He's not consistent. He doesn't do anything else.
He's a fan favorite.
We're going to get some hate tweets.
He's a fan favorite. People love him.
It's crazy and like weird to the point to where they yell at Andrew on Twitter about it.
I love everything about it. If you got some hate, throw it at me.
We got blocked by this crazy lady.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I remember, like, I didn't really like when we got him last year. I was like, I don't know if I liked it. And someone was like, no, he is great. I have a jersey. Like,
that's why he's been released by two different teams. Three. Lakers rid of him.
He asked to be released.
Houston got rid of him. Yeah, but if they really wanted him, they would have said no. Right? Anyway. Last question.
I don't know that.
No one has ever said no to Derek Fisher in his life.
Yeah.
Last question.
That's why he plays, because he just asked Scott Brooks, hey, Scott, can I go in?
All right.
I'm pretty sure that's a spot-on impersonation of his voice, too.
Scott rubs his bald head. He says, of course you can.
Scotty, can I get in the game?
Hey, Scott.
All right. Last question. The Thunder, currently 46-16 with 19 games, with 18 games. They're 46-17 with 18 games remaining. Will finish at 62 or 20 or better.
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know.
So think they're 46-17. That means over the next four, they'll go 16-3. Over the next 18, they'll go 15-3.
Yes.
That's not hard.
True.
Andrew's really excited about that.
I don't know. I just don't. I
won't say 62. I'll say 60.
Okay.
16-22. False.
That's what I'll say.
False.
We have great analysis.
Another
on this question.
Bold statement.
Ooh. All right. So we say true, false. Cool. Moving on. This or that. This next game is a game that Andrew came up with. And it's this or that. What do we got for today's
game? I love this game. You can get with this or you can get with that.
You can get with this or you can get with that. Today, you're going to have to tell me which player weighs more.
This is a good. You missed this one last time.
I missed the first one. I'm excited because I'm going to win.
Somebody needs to keep score. How do we?
I'll keep it.
Keep score.
Jay, can I ride on this table?
No.
They're washable. These are washable markers.
Just wash on your hand. Just write on your hand.
Why don't we just all hold up how many points we get?
Okay, yeah. Yeah, yeah. We got it. Okay.
All right, here we go.
Just wanted
which player weighs more? Dwight Howard? Or Joakim Noah?
Dwight Howard.
Joakim.
Dwight Howard.
It is Dwight, and he weighs 30 pounds more than Joakim Noah.
Not that much.
One. Luke, put up one. There we go.
Next one. Nate Robinson or Alexei Shved?
Nate Robinson.
Alexei Shved weighs 2 pounds more than Nate Robinson.
We're all tied up at one.
Andrea Bargnani? Or Chris Kaman?
Chris Kaman.
Chris Kaman.
It is Chris Kaman by 9 pounds.
Uh-oh. Really? Only 9 pounds?
Only 9 pounds. I was amazed
by
that.
Chris Kaman looks fat.
He does.
And I associate Andre Vargas with being skinny.
I feel like Dallas is the place where everybody gets fat.
He just wears a big old jersey.
I think you're right.
Next one, Charlie Villanueva or Nick Collison?
Ooh. Nick Collison.
Villanueva.
I'm going Villanueva.
Nick Collison was 23 pounds more.
Taylor's up 3 to you.
Believe it. Next one, Hashim Thabeet.
Yes.
Or Kendrick Perkins.
Kendrick Perkins.
I'm on Perkins.
I'll go Hashim.
Perk weighs 7 more pounds than Hashim Thabeet.
Hey, that was an easy one, man.
I just saw this yesterday. I was looking at everyone's weight yesterday.
What is wrong with you?
I just
do things like that in class. Prepared.
Next one, Russell Westbrook. This is the last one.
Taylor's going to win.
So what's the score?
If I get it right.
Taylor's got 4. Yeah, Luke's got 3.
If I get it wrong.
And then we may have a tiebreaker.
That means I just need to choose whatever you choose.
Okay, jerk.
We'll have a tiebreaker. Okay. Russell Westbrook or Reggie Jackson?
Russ.
I'm going to go Reggie just to try to hop up.
Ooh. Doesn't matter for me. Russ.
Reggie weighs more than Russell Westbrook, and we need a tiebreaker.
Tiebreaker.
Okay.
Me or Andrew?
Yeah.
What
I'm going to do is I'm going to pick a player. And you have to tell me
their weight,
how much they weigh.
Oh, dang.
And then whoever.
Price is Right rules. Closest without going over.
Guys,
we are. Closest without going over.
Going good. Over?
Okay.
we're really confronting, you know, body weight issues and like really
challenge America, man.
We're challenging.
This is good.
Challenge America.
Like challenge that. America. We're pretty progressive. We're pretty progressive.
All right.
Podcast.
Former Thunder player, current Celtics player Jeff Green. How much does he weigh?
You can go first. Actually,
Jack,
no.
I already got that playing, Jay. You don't need to.
Dang it.
I'm going to say he weighs 210 pounds.
Okay.
I'm going to say he weighs 220 pounds.
The winner of this week's.
This or that.
Oh, gosh.
This or that.
Come on.
Is Taylor because he weighs 235.
Congratulations. Do you remember when Kobe said he weighed 175 pounds? he said it in an interview.
He said, yeah, he said he weighed like he said something he weighed ridiculous.
He said he weighed a buck 75.
That is crazy.
Yeah, nope.
Hey, I got perk tweets.
And now it's time for tweets.
Really, they're not tweets. It's just I want to talk about something that Perk did last night that I thought was hilarious on Twitter.
Oh, yes. It was good
said,
picture thing.
On Twitter, he said, hey, if you want tickets for the game tomorrow night, you got to tweet me your best Perk face and gave him like glowering at the camera. Well, people that I follow were tweeting at him and just fat faces, just like big fat faces. And I sat in my room making fat faces into my iPhone with the Twitter app open for 30 minutes and I couldn't get it just right, so I didn't send it. I was just, I couldn't get a good one because I wanted to get like. I wanted to make people laugh, and I just thought, not good enough. And if I'm not giving people my best, I'm not going to give them anything.
Nothing at all.
Nothing at all. But I thought it was funny and a pretty funny thing for people to do. I'm glad.
Nice.
So that was my Perk tweets. Check out people that added Kendrick Perkins last night.
That's awesome.
It'll be good.
Now it's time for Say What's That of the Week.
Say what?
Say what? Say what? Say what? Say what? Say what? Say what? Say what? Say what? Say what? Say what?
Of the week. I'll go first. Mine is against the Celtics, Kevin Durant. During Kevin Durant from the line in his last seven games against the Celtics is shooting 97.1% from the free throw line.
Who?
What?
69 of 71 from the free throw line, Kevin Durant.
Who?
Huh?
Who's doing that?
Kevin Durant.
Oh, dang.
KD.
That's the funny thing about his free throws. Like, he's not shooting that high percentage on barely any free throws. Like, Nash is going for the 90, 50, 40 as well. But Nash is shooting,
50,
what,
40, 40, 90?
Whatever, 50, 50, 40. Nash is shooting, what, four free throws a game?
Yeah, he's not shooting. I mean,
that.
It's not, yeah.
And Durant's the second in the league this year in free throws attempted.
Yeah.
And still shooting over 90.
Do you guys feel like he, like his numbers are lying though? Maybe I just remember all of KD's misses, but I feel like he misses at least twice a game.
It's just because they're a bigger deal because they don't have them.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think I just remember.
But also remember, I mean, 9 a game and we're, you know, 60 games into the season. And so that's a lot of free throws that he shoots. And so you miss 10 out of 400. I don't know math.
I don't either.
That's 390%
points.
That's 96%.
All right. Who else? Say what's that?
I gotta say what's that, and it's and it doesn't have anything to do with NBA. I didn't really. It's okay, but
is it
guys,
a stat though? Like,
well, because my TV, it is. It's not a stat really, but it kind of, it's a thing. Well, The Bachelor's this week ended. And The Bachelor did something, is doing something that I just wholeheartedly disagree with. He's joining this season's Dancing with the Stars. And
already?
I think,
wow.
Yeah.
He didn't care about true love.
Exactly. He thinks he's a
you
celebrity.
You can't do this while you're trying to, you know,
well, no,
work on a marriage.
Well, apparently he can. And it, the last time he did, the last time a Bachelor did it was terrible. He did bad, and he just, they're trying to be a celebrity.
I thought Dancing with Stars was four stars.
Well, that's what my mom says, Jay. And he's not a star. And it's just stupid. I think it's dumb.
He's a lame-o.
What an incredible stat of the week.
Thanks.
No, doesn't that make you say what?
Sorry, what?
Sorry, guys.
Dancing with the Stars.
Taylor, go.
Okay. over his last five, Chris Paul's dished out 56 assists and has only had 4 turnovers. That's a 14 assist to turnover ratio.
That's insane.
That's crazy.
What?
That's say what?
I said what? Mine is Serge Ibaka.
Serge Ibaka.
He shot 45 threes this season. He's shooting 35%. He's made 16. In the last 3 years, he took 6 threes. So he went from 6 in the last 3 years to 45 this year.
He's shooting what? 35%?
35%.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
For a power forward, that's great.
Yeah.
And I looked, that's a big jump. And I was looking at other players who maybe made a jump like that. Rasheed Wallace. He went from 50, I think it was his second year in the league, he shot 50. In his third year, he shot 162.
Whoa.
And then back in 2005, he shot 236. And then in 2006, he shot 434 threes.
What?
It's going to be Serge.
I said, what?
That's a ton.
Yeah.
I love Rasheed Wallace.
I love him.
Hey, doesn't he only play in Jordan 1s? Or does he play in, isn't it him? He only plays in, like, these old school shoes. And they're, like, probably terrible for his feet.
Ball don't lie.
But I don't know that.
Ball don't lie.
Ball don't lie. All right.
All right, pour one out. Are you still with us?
No, man. So this is what I just did. I'm pouring one out for the American people because here's the cast of Dancing with the Stars.
There's only one person I'm excited about.
Okay, tell me if you know any of these people. Jacoby Jones.
Yes.
Who is he?
Wide receiver for the Ravens.
Dang. No.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Is he?
No.
Yes, he is.
Karina Smirnoff. I'm assuming she's
The heir to the Smirnoff fortune. I actually don't know who that is.
Victor Ortiz.
I think that last one was a Real Housewife.
Wait, Victor Ortiz. Should I know? Is he a fighter?
No, I don't know. I feel like he's an MMA fighter, maybe. Lindsay Arnold. I'm assuming Tom Arnold and Roseanne Barr's daughter.
I don't think that's true.
Kelly Pickler. I recognize the name, but I have no idea what she is.
A country music superstar.
Oh, there we go.
Superstar.
Superstar has the biggest air quotes around it of any word
Derek,
ever.
Derek Hough, H-O-U-G-H, Huff. Derek Huff.
I think he's one of the dancers. I don't know.
Allison Huff's brother?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Wait.
Okay,
he's married to that girl.
This is the dancers with the people. Okay, that's right. Winona Judd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a Judd.
Yeah, we know that. Dorothy Hamill.
It's a really old celebrity.
Allie Raceman.
Oh, Olympian.
Race car driver.
Nope.
Lisa Vanderpump.
That's the Real Housewife.
Stripper.
D.L. Hughley.
That's a comedian.
Andy Dick.
That is the one I'm excited for. I love Andy Dick. Do you remember the skit he did on his show, Anus and Andy? great skit. Check it out on YouTube if you want to laugh.
I can't even say the last few names, and so I'll spare you guys the rest of them.
How much cocaine do you think they had to give Andy Dick to do this?
A lot.
A lot.
I'll tell you what else I'll say, though. I pour one out for Amari Stoudemire.
Oh, yeah.
Out for the rest of the season, and possibly some people were saying that it might be a career-ending thing. So
his knees are bad. Did you listen to that Zach Harper interview with the Timberwolves announcer guy who used to be in the league?
Yeah.
And he was talking about, all the different knee injuries and how it's like the meniscus. When your meniscus gets messed up or whatever, that's the career ender right there.
Yeah, and he had several microfracture surgeries, which are really tough on your knees as well. Yeah, he is probably going to be out of the league within the next 2 years at least. Mm-hmm. I could see him trying to make a comeback.
Especially big, he said, like, big guys, you just can't come back.
But it's sad for him because he started playing pretty well recently. Like, he looked pretty good against the Thunder, and but pouring one out for him.
Dang. It does suck. Yes. But his contract, what really sucks is that the Knicks already used their amnesty.
On Chauncey.
That's
a bad move.
And they also, whenever they picked up Amari, his contract is uninsured. So,
golly.
If he had an insured contract and was out, then the insurance company would pick up most of what he's being paid. But now they have to pay everything.
What's his contract? How big is it?
I'll have to look it up, but he's making crazy money.
He's making a lot of money.
I'm pouring one out for Brandon Knight.
Because he's dead.
Because he has passed away. And then he came back to life and sprained his ankle. So,
wow.
Poor Brandon Knight.
Zombies' bones are usually a little more brittle than when they were humans.
That's true.
I don't know anything about that.
They break bones on Walking Dead so easily. If you're a zombie, they will crush your skull so easily. It's crazy.
Cool.
Okay. I'm pouring one out for Orlando because the Lakers went to the line 47 times last night, and Orlando only went 17. And 39 of those 47 were Dwight Howard. So I didn't watch the game. Did you watch the game?
Yeah.
Were they hacking him?
He was just being super aggressive and going at him and getting to the line.
Like 39 times.
Honestly getting to the line.
But they did the hack at Dwight.
A little bit, but a
then they're the ones who did it last time that were just hacking him.
Golden State did
pieces.
It as well.
How do you get to the line 39 times? It tied his own record for the most times to go to the line in a game in the NBA.
He was super aggressive. I've watched several Lakers games, and he has not looked like that.
No.
Yet this season.
Golly. Anyway.
All right.
I don't know if I have a pouring out. I'm so excited for a TV moment. Let's just get to that.
Amari's making $19 million, almost 20. He's just, you know, $50,000 away from making $20 million.
How many years do you have left?
Two more after this year.
Yeah. Golly.
Jeez.
He's making, but it balloons. He's making $19.9 million, almost $20,000 this year, or $20 million. And then next year he makes $21 million, almost $22 million. And then the year after that he makes $23.5 million.
What?
He's going to eat up their cap space.
Yeah.
There's nothing they can do about it. No one's going to deal for that contract.
No way.
So here's a question on the CBA. Do you ever get a new amnesty?
No. You get one.
Forever.
And it was only for the contracts that were signed in the prior CBA.
Yeah.
So you can't... Somebody couldn't amnesty someone that they signed last summer.
You guys don't realize this because you probably don't pay attention to football as much as I do. The NFL, if the NBA had an NFL-style CBA... NFL just releases players, and
it's kind of sad. It kind of sucks,
and especially for a sport that's as violent as NFL and as short-lived, average lifespan of an NFL player 4 years.
Yeah,
average lifespan.
They died.
We have 4-year-olds dying on the NFL
because of NFL. No, average career span. About that.
Really though, if you throw a 4-year-old in there on
they're
the NFL,
die they're
probably die.
All right, Luke's got a TV moment he's been waiting for. Taylor just pictured
4-year-olds being ripped apart on NFL fields. All right, are you guys ready for this TV moment? It is. I've been waiting to tell this story for days.
This has got to be so good.
It's great. Okay. On Sunday, my family, my cousins and my aunt came over to see the new house, whatever, hang out. Well, so they are all over there. And my cousins has two kids. One's 8 and the other's 5. And the old's name is Trip. He is awesome. But me and Chad, we were eat or whatever. And me and Chad, I'm like, hey, Saturday Night Live from last night had Justin Timberlake. I want to go watch it. And he's like, yes, let's go do that. And so we go upstairs and we're watching Saturday Night Live. And there's a pool table up there. And Trip and his sister are playing on the pool table, kind of. Just being little kids, you know. And we're watching Saturday Night Live. Well, there was a skit called Tales of Sober Caligula. Did you guys see this?
I didn't see this. Saturday
yes.
Night Live.
Okay. Well, Caligula, for anyone who doesn't, listeners who don't know, is a Roman emperor who had orgies all the time, just lived a really debaucherous lifestyle. And it's called Tales of Sober Caligula. Caligula is played by Justin Timberlake. And he's saying that he needs to change because he realized he's a sex addict and a alcoholic, and he's just hit rock bottom. And this is what he says that made him realize he's hit rock bottom. He says, this morning, I woke up with my penis in the mouth of a dead lion. And you do not want to know where the lion's penis was. And so it's like the very start of the skit.
Dear Lord.
And so we're watching it. And about 30 seconds after he sees it, after we say it, I think they're not watching back there. Well, my 8-year-old cousin peeks his head around the couch and goes, you know, I think his penis was in the lion's mouth. No, I'm sorry. Dang it. I messed it up. He said, you know what? I think the lion's penis was in his mouth. And just sat, there and in his 8-year-old brain thought, like, really thought about this joke, thinking, like, if his penis was in the lion's mouth, where would he not want us to know where the lion's penis was? I bet it was in his mouth.
And there goes innocence.
Oh, my gosh.
And I and Chad, who is sitting next to me, is trying to hold in his laughter. And I
did not.
Cannot. And I'm just laying there just screaming laughing. And then we just paused it, walked downstairs. We're like, we can't watch any more of this.
And you guys need to hear this story.
I went downstairs and we told my entire family the story. And I started, and I was like, I'm sorry for what I've just done.
I've ruined your child.
Yeah. And so this week I've been waiting just to get a phone call saying Trip got expelled. Because I had to like later in the day and sit him down and be like, hey, what you said was funny, but you can't say that at school and you can't say that in front of people who aren't our family because they won't
understand.
They won't know. They will think it's nasty.
Trip has been suspended for talking about lion genitals.
It was a great SNL episode.
It really was good, but that skit was my favorite because of
really
that. Because of that. The story. I think the lion's penis was in his mouth.
Anybody else got a TV moment? Walking Dead is amping up. We got 3 episodes left.
It's not. It's boring.
No,
listen, it's kind of boring.
I am kind of disappointed that they've just used all of these episodes since the break to just build up for like the last 2
But the
episodes.
Last 2 or 3 episodes are going to be awesome.
I hope so.
So
you know,
Biggest Loser. I didn't watch this week yet.
I search. I know who Bingo is now, and his promotional photo for Biggest Loser, pretty funny.
Kool Aid stash.
He's funny.
I didn't have another promotional.
Well,
photo.
Then I can't. We can't really even talk about it.
Just talk about it. Ruin it.
It doesn't matter. I'll watch it eventually. It's too long. I can't handle that show much. Like
the,
I can't.
The tiny lawyer lady.
Yeah.
Gone.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah. And she was so gracious when she left.
I
so
bet she
gracious.
Wasn't.
Oh.
All you guys, she all try to woo me. She's just awful.
She actually was very gracious. I wasn't being sarcastic. Oh.
Well, your face was sarcastic.
Your face was very sarcastic, Andrew.
Just get rid.
So who do you got? You got the 2 guys left, the 3 guys and Danny.
Yep.
Jackson, old NFL guy, and then
the
Kurt.
Thing that I don't like the Biggest Loser at the end because the biggest. Fattest people win.
That's not true.
Because they lose the most. They have the most to lose because it's by percentage.
It's not by percentage.
I know, but they
did you see the guy who, first off, 3 seasons ago, this opera singer girl, who she wasn't the biggest person on the ranch at all, and she looked phenomenal by the end of it. Last year it was this really big, he was huge, but by the end of it he looked like Taylor. Like he was tiny by the end of the season.
Wow.
So it's impressive, man. I always tell the story. My favorite one of my favorite episodes is one of the last episodes before they go home, before the finale. They do this, and this will be quick, sorry. They do this race, basically, and it's like a 5K, and at every stop, you start with the weight you've lost over the course of the season. And so these guys have 150 or 200 pounds on their shoulders, and at every stop symbolizes a week. And so at every week, they take off a little bit of the weight.
The poundage.
You know, 20 pounds the first week.
They did it differently this time.
Was that this past week?
Yes.
Oh, gosh, that's a great episode. Anyway, it's really an emotional episode because by the end, they've taken all this weight off. And so it's kind of cool.
But did Bingo just run the whole thing? Because he never lost weight.
No, he couldn't run the whole thing.
He didn't participate.
That sucks. That's so stupid. They don't have these kids do it. Why have them there at all?
You know what? We have misplayed Bingo this entire time. I don't even think that if people just listen to our podcast, they would think Bingo is just this fat slob kid. But he's actually lost 25% of his body fat.
Really?
Whoa.
Yeah. Believe it.
Wait, I thought you were just saying he hasn't lost a pound.
If I don't think he looks any different.
He does. Whenever they do like tons of comparisons.
Yeah, look at look at his like promotional picture. He
25% of your body weight. That's a lot of weight.
Yeah.
Dang.
Well, it would.
For you, it would be
for us, it would be a lot of weight. But for a little 12-year-old, I don't think that's as much.
for a fat 12-year-old? For a really fat, chunky 12-year-old?
Easy, man. Jeez.
My favorite part
for
of the whole episode.
For a little fat, nerd, chunky.
They showed Bingo playing baseball, and this ball just sails over him, and he jumps up, and he doesn't even get close to it. And he just goes, Butterfingers.
Oh, Butterfingers.
Which is what
At first I thought he said Blubberfingers.
He was about to run through a
and
whole
pack
of
Yeah, you are Blubberfingers.
All right.
Guys, hold on. Before we did, I feel bad. I gave Andrew such a nice compliment. I haven't given you guys compliments, can I? Can I give you compliments about the way you look?
Outfit?
Yes. Let me, because I have one.
Ooh. Luke, I feel really uncomfortable about this, but go ahead.
Okay. Taylor, your hair is a great length. Even the little bit that's coming out of your beanie, I can tell it's a good length.
Thanks.
Work it, dog. Jay, you're pulling off a hat I would never be able to pull off in a million years. Work it, dog.
Yeah.
And that's it for today's podcast. Hey, we are very glad that you join us. Spread the word, review us, rate us, all those things.
Coming this spring, Huey's.
Huey's.
Oh, yeah, Huey's. Jamie's shaved little ice. Shaved ice thing.
Shaved ice.
And I want to try it because they make a big deal about shaved ice is so much different than a snow cone because they actually shave a big ice cube.
Yeah.
But that's what snow cones do.
That's why I want to see it. And I want to put it to the test, see if it's really better and all their Hawaiian flavors. I want to see.
It looks better.
Because if it's not, and they're pumping stuff up, I'll let them know.
Okay, this was supposed to be
no
promotion.
Yeah, no. If all they said is true, then it's gonna be really good.
Yeah,
but they're building it up. I got expectations.
He said their flavors are the best for a snow cone. That's what it is. I mean, you can get the shaved ice, but it's the flavors.
I
know
disagree.
What I'm saying.
I'm not on board with that.
What? You would just eat ice.
I'm just saying that the shaved ice makes a difference.
I think
you're right. I don't even know what shaved ice is. Is it like chips instead of like a...
I don't know. I've never had it.
I'm so excited to try it.
Do you think they have the cream? You know, like the cream?
Sure. And
you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, it's the best part.
I always do a silver fox with cream.
Yeah,
you've got like homemade ice cream. It's really good.
You've got to get that cream in there, man.
This is getting me excited for summer.
Have you guys had the Cool Ranch Taco?
Yes. No. Letdown.
No.
It's not a letdown.
Yes, it was.
It's so much better.
It's just a taco.
You're absolutely wrong.
Thanks for listening to the DTD podcast.
We'll see you next week.
I still like Bueno. Chance, do your dance at the Space Jam. All right. All right.